Yeah, last time I was up here, I think I drank too much, and I told a story about how I drank too much in New Orleans, and I should have kept that a secret.
It was very endearing. You were fine.
Well, only one of you remembers, so it's good. But I do have a secret. I'm really good at getting things fixed, but not in a conventional way. I lived with a man for a long time, and his way of dealing with broken things around the house was, oh, it's supposed to work like that. Well, we had a toilet in the house that was not working the way I was accustomed to a toilet working. It, you do whatever, and you flush the toilet, and it flushes, and you can walk away. Now, this toilet didn't work that way. You'd flush the toilet and it would go around and around and around, and then it would just stop. And, you know, sometimes you could just walk away, but other times you can't. And one day I came home from work and used the toilet, and I flushed it, and it went around and around and around. And I had to flush it again, and it went around and around. And I couldn't walk away from this. So the third time, it's going around and around, and I'm like, I'm just so done with this. So I take the top off of the toilet, and I look inside, and I go, well, that looks important. And I ripped it out of the toilet. Well, it flushed and continued to flush at like 50 gallons a minute. And I thought, wow, that's going to need to be fixed. So I walked downstairs, and I wrapped up this piece that I ripped out of the toilet tank in a paper towel, and I shoved it way down in the bottom of the kitchen garbage. And I picked up the phone, and I called my boyfriend, and I said, oh, my God, John, I flushed the toilet, and it's just running and running and running. I don't know what to do. I think it's going to flood the house. And his response was, I'll be home in 5 minutes to fix it. So he gets home in 15 minutes, and it's still running and running. And he goes up there, and I swear to God, 20 minutes, he stands there watching it, thinking, oh, my God, this toilet's really broken. And I'm standing there going, you know, you're going to have to do something about this. And he turns off the water and he goes, we can't use the toilet anymore. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you know, it's really important that we have a toilet on this floor of the house. So you're going to have to do something because the toilet's not supposed to work this way. He said, oh, yeah, you're right. So I ended up getting the toilet fixed by destroying it. And he had to buy a new toilet and put it in. So I found this secret out in our relationship, and in his temperament was that if something was a little broken, he would convince himself that that's the way it was, and it was supposed to be like that. So over the next couple of years, and I can't even believe the relationship lasted that long, I broke permanently about 15 things in the house in order just to get them fixed. Like, I thought, you know, like the light shouldn't go bzzz every time you go to turn it on. So I destroyed some lamps, you know, things like that. So yeah, that's my secret. I'm pretty good at getting things fixed. And it's probably no secret I'm single. So that's my secret. Thank you.